It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, September 5th, goes to a 27-year-old California man named Robert Anthony Camus. I think I'm pronouncing his last name right. I really don't know what's going on in the world anymore. You know, when I was a jit, that's a kid for you folks who are not from the South, but when I was a jit, my grandmother used to say that she has never seen a time like this before. And that was in the 90s. Now it's 2019, and my grandma been dead since 2006. 13 years later, I can repeat her words with confidence. I have never seen a time like this before. People is out of their goddamn minds. We are in a world where we are surrounded by a 360-degree circumference of crazy every day. Every single one of us is just trying to avoid crazy. You know, that's it. If you can make it home every day having avoided any crazy, then you have probably lived to see another day. Sadly, that crazy is often too close to us. Could be a brother, a sister, parents, close friends, the cameraman at Revolt, and in the case of Amanda Custer, a boyfriend. See, according to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, Amanda Custer has been missing since late July, and a video surfaced online around the time Amanda disappeared. And according to the LA County Sheriff's Department, it showed Amanda's boyfriend Robert rapping. What was Robert rapping about? Let's go to CBS 2 Los Angeles for the report, please.
Well, we're inside this bar, the King Eddie Bar, and this is where Camus was standing when he did this rap version. And I guess the big question is, was it a confession?
In my own words, it was kill the and bury her in the dirt.
Michael Moore said he was stunned by what he was listening to. Karaoke night at King Eddie's Saloon just off Skid Row. Moore said this is videotape of the man mixing with the crowd at the bar after he finished rapping a song about how he had, quote, killed his girlfriend and buried her in the dirt.
He mentioned something about the police and that he needed to close his mouth now, and he walked off.
A few hours later, he said, he saw that same man on television being led away in handcuffs. Detectives say they're aware of the rap song video, but have yet to get a copy. But they say that Robert Camus is definitely their suspect in the disappearance of his longtime girlfriend, Amanda Custer.
Welcome to the rest of our lives, people. I mean, this has been our lives for a long time now, but things are never changing. If you grew up in the 90s like I did, then you know the world that we live in has been altered forever. See, this is the era we live in where people kill people and then go rap about it during karaoke nights. Okay, now, I know what you might be thinking. Eminem made a living off rapping about killing and burying his girlfriend somewhere. Look no further than 97 Bonnie and Clyde, for starters. But the difference between Eminem and this guy is Eminem never actually killed Kim. He just rapped about it. Okay, he just rapped about wanting to kill her. If I have to explain the difference to you, then you are probably one of those crazy people I'm trying to avoid. Now, I know what else you're thinking. What if this guy was at karaoke night rapping an Eminem song? Maybe this is all some big misunderstanding. Yeah, it might make sense if Amanda Custer wasn't last seen when police responded to a possible domestic dispute at Robert's home. And if Robert didn't already face domestic violence charges because he was accused of battering his girlfriend, strangling her, and threatening her with a taser. And when the victim tried to get help at a house nearby, Robert allegedly chased her into the house and then beat up an elderly man who was trying to intervene. I wish that old elderly man would have had a shotgun, and I wish that old man would have put a hole through Robert the size of a gay porn star's butthole. All right, witnesses actually told police they say they saw Robert putting Custer's lifeless body in the back of a gray Toyota Prius and then driving away. Not to mention officials found evidence of an assault.
He said he was gay, so what?
Not to mention officials found evidence of an assault in Camus' bedroom and recovered blood from the scene. Okay, police also found blood and a digging tool in the cargo area of the car. So yeah, about avoiding this crazy thing, I repeat, every single day of our lives, all we are trying to do is avoid crazy. But sadly, sometimes crazy finds us. Please let Remy Ma give Robert Camus the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
And I would like everybody to know that was a very inappropriate time to laugh. But y'all did not see Envy's face when I said I wish that old man would have had a shotgun, and I wish that old man would have put a hole through Robert's the size of a gay porn star's butthole. The way everybody in this room looked at each other, it was so stupid.
You could describe a hole bigger than, you know, another way to describe a
hole. I'm not going to lie, my brain actually said Incredible Hulk's butthole, but I don't know if people watch Marvel like me.
How do you know what Incredible Hulk's butthole
because
looks
in
like?
Thor, the Dark World, I believe it was, they showed the Incredible Hulk's bare butt.
Okay.
All right.
But you understand what I meant when I say gay porn star's butthole. Shotgun blast. Bow! See, what is wrong with
y'all? What's wrong with y'all? See, y'all play too much. I'm not playing with y'all, man. I'm taking my toys. I'm leaving the toy box. I'm going home. All right. Thank you for that donkey today. Did you do the hee-haw?
Yeah,
oh, you did it. All right. Got me frazzled over here.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull. Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.